Listen, I did tell you, I have no idea. But they said what they didn't say.
I think he said about speaking to the Yitzhar about all the...
This was his mitzvah.
Yeah.
2 years ago, he spoke also before Rosh Hashanah.
I don't have everything here.
I have no idea.
I don't remember. A lot of us also heard the rabbi speaking the Israelis on the Sharms, but we might have mixed up things also. I don't know.
Those who've heard of the Chazorah, yeah. And those who haven't heard of it. Okay.
Okay, I'll say certain you say this, which means it depends when you heard it. But it's always just like Moshe says, "Kleiv du chazar." We're in a matter of now, we're in a time of year now that every few days the sugya changes. It's a new sugya. There are many sugyas over here, and every few days also it's a new sugya. So I'll try to put things down in the right order. There's something called Chodesh Elul. After Chodesh Elul, or during Chodesh Elul, all of a sudden things change, and we're up to the last week of this month, the last week of the year. There's something might be called the last week of the year. That starts today. Then another 2 days, things change also in the sugya of Slichus. You may Slichus. It's a different sugya. Then after that, things change, and also becomes Rosh Hashanah. That's a sugya called Rosh Hashanah. Then also becomes Tshuva. It's a different sugya. And then there's a sugya called Yom Kippur. It's a new sugya. Try to see a few short thoughts on each one of the sugyas, as long as we have time. Mainly there's two sugyas here. There's a sugya called Rosh Hashanah and a sugya called Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is two sugyas entirely divided. Rosh Hashanah is a day of Ema, a day of Malchus. Hashem shows his Malchus. Malchus is Din. It's a Yom Neiva. Yom Kippur, on the other hand, is a wonderful day. It's a day of Kiva, a day of Slicha, a day of Nikoyan, of cleansiness. It's interesting. It says in Pasuk, Vayihi Hayom. It says in Pasuk, Vayihi Hayom. Vayihi Hayom, Yisatzvu B'nei Elohim Al Elohim, Al Hashem. The Malachim came to Hashem. Vayihi Hayom. So Chazal said, what's Vayihi Hayom? It's Rosh Hashanah. Vayihi Hayom, the day, that's Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, the Mishnah is, when you want to talk about Yom Kippur, how do we say Masechtus Yom Kippur? Yuma. The Masechtus of the day. The day. The day, what's the day? The day is Yom Kippur. What are you talking about the day? The day, that's the day. It seems that there's two things called the day. When you're talking about the day of Din, that's Rosh Hashanah. The day that we're looking forward to, that's Yom Kippur. There's two things. There's Yom Eima and there's Yom Slicha. When Chazal talk about Yom Kippur, they say that's the day, the day, the day. That's the only word for you. The Yuma. Right? On the other hand, the Pasuk is talking about Eima, that when do the Malachim stand? By Hashem? By Yihi Hayom. It's Rosh Hashanah. Hachana to, let's put it this way, Elul, which is many times thought as the Chodesh before Rosh Hashanah, in Chazal it's more like 40 days before Yom Kippur. El has to do with Yom Kippur. El is the key of Yom Kippur. Hachana to Rosh Hashanah we found is Yimei Slichos. 4 days before Rosh Hashanah it says to do Bikur. That's Slichos. So first comes Chodesh Elul, which is Hachana to Yom Kippur. then the new sugya called Slichus, which is Achonin to Rosh Hashanah. Elul says Vishainim is the Rosh Tevis Anir Deidi V'Deidili. Anir Deidi V'Deidili is Rosh Tevis Elul. Okay, it seems to be a nice word. A very cute Rosh Tevis. It's a good word. It's something that's Kedai Sevel by the Shabbos table. Elul Anir Deidi V'Deidili is Elul. It fits, it's beautiful. I think it's a Meshundik Yechidish. Which means someone come to over to me and say, you want to hear a good vote? Okay, good vote. El ani le doidi ve doidi li vashatevis elu. I would say, who gave you the vashus? Who gave you permission to say such an earth shattering vote? Only Mishin could say such a yisoid. That's a yisoid. You want to tell me that el means ani le doidi ve doidi li? Who told you this could say such a pshat? Why? Because there's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, the pasuk says like this: Ani yishen over Libya. Terry's telling a story. Klai is all sleeping. Kol doidi doifik. Hashem comes knocking on the door. Pischili, achoisi, veayosi, yeinosi, tamosi. Hashem says, open up the door. Achoisi, my sister, veayosi, my wife, my beloved. Yinosi, my pigeon. Tamosi, my complete one. Seems like a long time, a lot of words saying very little. Achoisi, vayosi, yinosi, tamosi. Right? So, as an aside, the guy explains what this four lashonos is. What's achoisi, vayosi, yinosi, tamosi? The guy says, every av in the world, Hashem called Klai Yisrael by this Av. Every single Ava in the world. Some people like good food. Some people like a good walk. Some people like a good friend. Every Ava that there is in the world is all lies in these four words. And the Gaon explains. The Be'etzin, there's three Avas in the world. The whole world is composed, all the Avas is composed of three. There's something called Avas Ha'orev. Something Ava, it tastes good. Arev, it's tasty. Someone likes good food. That's Ava's Arev. Someone likes a good book. It's also it's tasty. It's interesting. Someone has an interesting friend. It's also Ava's Arev. People like good things, a good walk and a good tiyul and whatever it is. It's all Ava's Arev. There's another Ava called Avas Hamoyil. Useful. People like to eat healthy food. Why? It tastes good? No, don't try. It doesn't taste good. So why do you like it? Because it's healthy. Because it's healthy. Right? People like to read books of the profession. Why? It's interesting? No. So why are you reading it? Because I need it. It's useful. Avas Hamoyil. The Goyen says that Avas Kroivim, relatives, one's relatives, is Avas Hamoyel. It's always good to be on good terms with your relatives. It's Moyel, it's useful. There's a third Ava called Avas HaToiv. People like good things, which means, the way I understand it, Marshal, Matzah Lele Pesach, Lele Seder. People like to eat Matzah Lele Seder. Why? It tastes good? Not especially. It's healthy? No. So why do you like it? Because it's good, Be'etzer. It's good. Hashem said to eat it. It's good. Right. Torah is Avas Hamoyel. Is Avas HaToiv. Sometimes Torah is also Avas HaOrev. Sometimes it's Avas HaMoyel. But Torah is Be'etzer with Avas HaToiv. Avas Tzadikim is Avas HaToiv. There's three types of Ava in the world. Is Avas HaOrev. It tastes good. There's Avas HaMoyel. It's useful. And Avas HaToiv. It's good Be'etzer. The Goyen says there's a fourth Ava, which it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Kimayim HaPonim LePonim Ken Leif HaAdam LeAdam. Like someone looks into the water and sees his own face, that's how hard of a person to a person. Which means if you like me, I like you. It could be, excuse me, by saying so. Right? Excuse me, but you're not especially interesting, not especially enjoyable, you're not especially useful, you're not especially tzaddik. But I love you anyway. Why? You love me, I love you. That's a fourth av. The Gaon says this vote many times. Usually he mentions tvi. A few places he mentions the fourth one. Zech the Gaon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Bnei Yisrael with every av in the world. Pischili achoisi, my sister. It's Avis Hamoyel. Ve'ayosi, my beloved one. Avis Ha'orif. Yoinosi, my pigeon. It's Kamaim upon him, upon him. The Gemara says that the pigeon doesn't leave her benzug. Tamosi, my complete one, is Avis Ha'toiv. Every Lashon Av in the world, Hashem called Klal Yisrael. Pischili, open up your heart. Achoisi, ve'ayosi, yoinosi, tamosi. Open up your heart. What's Klal Yisrael's answer? Poshati teskutanti, echech ol b'shem. V'chatzti yisraglai, echech atanfei. My boy, Shalom, I really love you. I really want to open up my heart. But, not right now. Not right now, come on. What should I tell you? You caught me right before my tiyul. Come on, all of a sudden, before my tiyul, give me a cheshik to start studying. I'm gonna go to the tiyul, come back, rest up 3 days, and then I'm really gonna start. With the right foot, I promise you. Then I'm gonna start. But right now, I'm lying in bed. I can't. You have to understand me. All right. Sometimes I catch us on Wednesday afternoon. So, Bunch, let's do steigen. Now start steigen. Tomorrow morning. No, tomorrow's Thursday, really. Sunday. Sunday, I'm going to start. But, Lee Shum Sofik, I'm really going to start. This Sunday, I have one more week until the week of home. Okay, I'm going to go home for Shabbos, and then I'm going to come back. Really start. But Shabbos, right now, I can't. But Shatir Tiskutanti, Echechel Bashan. I washed my feet. I'm lying in bed. I should get up now. I'll get it tomorrow morning. I'm going to get dressed. I'm going to get wash my feet tomorrow morning. And they're going to come. Don't knock me on my door in the middle of the night. You have to be honest. I would love to open, but I can't now. I'm lying in bed. Don't you understand? So Hashem says, okay. No times. Doidi shalach yodei minacha. Hashem left the door here. The may I humu olav. Kamti ani lefteich lidoidi. I got up. Pasachti ani lidoidi. The next day I sat down and it was started. Vidoidi chomakova. Vocheshit. Sunday morning I got back. I came back after like. I came back from Tula actually Thursday afternoon. Came back Sunday. Came Sunday. Sat down and I said, okay, let's go. Let's go, don't feel a thing. No cheshik. Doidi chomakova. Pasachtani le doidi. Doidi chomakova. Nafshi yotza bedavoy. Bikashtiyu v'leimet sosiv. I was looking for him. He's not around. Kirosiv v'leya noni. Vaynishlan, come on. Where are you talking about? Let's go. Leya noni. Hashem says, Now you're coming. We were you when I was ready. Loshen Chazal, Loshen the Yerushalmi, this is called in Tazveni Yoim Yemay Mezvek. You leave me one day, I'll leave you 2 days. Hashem says, now you're coming. You know what? Sit in the Mishmanish, learn without Cheshik, 3 hours, 4 hours. After that, I might decide to come. You start without me. Let's go. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard because when I gave you cheshik, you weren't ready. Now somebody's measured 3 hours, 4 hours, try. In other words, putting in simple language, ani ledoidi v'doidi halach. Neither doidi halach. Zogin the Rishayim a chiddush that this posuk, this yisoid, in terms when you may mezvekel, this story is true. For Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Teves Shvat Adon Nisan Iyar Sivan Tamuz Ov. Elo, it's a new story, new sugya. Elo ani ledoidi doidi li. No questions asked. Whenever you're ready, Hashem is ready. Whenever you're ready, Hashem is ready. Hashem doesn't ask a question. Where were you yesterday? Where were you last week? Where were you ben Ezmanim? Where were you the whole summer's man? Where were you the whole year? Where were you your whole life? Where were you? Now you come. Manshlam, let's go. Now you're coming. Where were you when I was looking for you? No questions asked. Ella, you come. You ready? I'm sorry for what happened. Okay, don't apologize. Let's just go. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready. It's a chiddush of Elul. I need a doidi v'doidi li. It's a special siyata d'shmaya that if someone starts having cheshig in the Elul, just ready, let's go. I'm with you. Many of our problems, I don't know if many or most, but many for sure, all comes because we have so many cheshbonos of things that happened. What happened? Look at me. I have so many difficulties from time that went by. I have so many disappointments. I have so many. I tried and I failed. I have so many fallings. Elon, the new sugya. Kaisel screams that Kodesh Baruch Yom Neroyim Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuv Chaleishim Enu Kekedem. We eventually return us like Kekedem Chaleishim Enu Kekedem, like it used to be. When's this used to? When's Kedem? Like last week? Like 2 hours ago? Like last year? What's Kedem? Like before you were born? What's Kedem? Kedem, the way I understand, means before all my cheshbonos, before all my problems, before all my reasons why, before my pekalach. I'm full of pekalach. Chadesh menu kekedem. Let me start anew without any cheshbonos from what happened till now. That's el. El is kekedem. You want the chadesh menu kekedem? Now you have chadesh menu kekedem. No questions asked. I'm ready to start anew. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready. There's a vikuch between the Kodesh Baruch and Klai Yisrael. So says the Medrash. Klai Yisrael says, Hashiveinu Hashem Elech V'Neshuva. Hashiveinu Hashem Elech V'Neshuva. Eventually, return us, and we'll return to you. Hashiveinu, bring us back, and we'll return. So Klai Yisrael says, eventually, you start. You, bring us back, and we'll return. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Shuvu Elai Vashuvu Aleichem. No, you come back to me and I return to you. And Klai Yisrael says, no, Hashiveinu. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, Shuvu. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael says, bring us back. He says, no, come. And this is a vikuach, back and forth. What happens at the end? Klai Yisrael screaming, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva. First bring us back, then we'll return. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no! Shuvu Alei V'Shuvu Aleichem. And they're arguing. Back and forth. Who wins the argument? The way you understand, this I didn't see in Chazal, but the way you understand, this vikuach continues and continues until Elul comes. When Elul comes, Klai Yisrael says, you know what? Ani ledoidi v'doidi li, I'll come first. I'm ready to make the first step. Anila doidi and then doidi. What happened? Because I have no problem. I have no cheshbon. Till now it was Hashiveinu because of Bainisham. You know what kind of pekalach I have? I can't make the first step. When Elul comes, Hashem took away all this, all the pekalach. So no problem. Anila doidi. I'm going running, no problem. That's a Sugya V'el. Sugya V'el means I could, the door is open, no questions asked, no five commitments, nothing. I just do. I'm ready to fall into Shmona Esrei and just say, Bein Yishleilem, let me dive into you. And Hashem says, wonderful, I'll help you. That's it. Then there's a sugya called the last week of the year. The last week of the year is a sugya that's mentioned in the Arizal. I didn't see in the Arizal, I don't know if it's Kisrari, but Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz in Yaz Dvash brings it, in the Arizal, concerning the first week of the year, concerning the week of Aseres Metshuva, not counting Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you have exactly 7 days. You have a complete week. That week, Dr. Arizal, you could change, you could be misak, and you could fix everything that you did wrong the whole year. Every day is connected to a day. Ne'manu malenu divrei Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Lapian, Deilei Ha'alei Musa, said that they have a Kabbalah that who would in the last week of the year. The last week of the year, you can misak everything that you did the whole year. There's a makor from Chazal. Chazal says, "Kol isa tshuva yim achmin shel hashana, ki isa tshuva kol hashana kula." Which means there's a sugi called the last week, or in a smaller if in the last day. But it's a Rabbi Pianist talk about the last week, which means today is the last Thursday of the year. Next Thursday is already Rosh Hashanah. There's last Thursday of the year. Today we second whatever we did all the Thursdays of the whole year. Tomorrow's last Friday of the year, we can second everything we did, all the Fridays of the year. So how does this work? This is something abracadabra. So the way I understand it, it's like this. There's something called a goodbye party. What's a goodbye party? Someone's leaving town, right? So many of the Yeshiva's leaving town. So the Bachim get together, the Ingalite get together, put some cake on the table, put some drinks on the table, you sing a few songs, and you say goodbye. You take a party. Whoever thought of this sadistic way of saying goodbye, what, saying, I'm so happy to see you go? Who thought of this idea? What's behind this idea? Let's sing another song. You're going. How wonderful. Let's sing another song. Well, come on here. What's behind this goodbye party? It has a mocha? Huh? Does a goodbye party have a mocha? Huh? Does it have a mocha?
Yeah.
What's the mocha?
Ignorufa.
That's you walk him. You malave him. But to sing and dance and eat and drink and be happy? Huh? That has a mocha? It's a posuk. It's not a chazal. It's a posuk. Where's the posuk? In Nachum and Torah. Which chumash? Chumash Bereishis. Which parashas? Parashas Vayetze. Vayetze. Where's the mocha? It says in posuk when Yaakov ran away from Lavan. So Lavan told him, "Lo manech beis levoyach. Why did you run away?" I would have made a goodbye party for you. Why did you leave? I would have called the whole musicians of all of Haran, and we would have made a party. Right, with drums and violins. Understand? Levin has time to Yaakov. You didn't let me make a goodbye party. Like you want to sing and dance? Go home and dance around the table. What do you want from me? Levin has a time. What do you want from me? You like to eat cake and drink. So go home and eat some cake. What do you want from me? Why should I tell you not to make a goodbye party? What's Slavin saying? Why didn't you tell me? Why did you run away? I think Laban has a tain on Yaakov. Laban tells Yaakov, listen, you were with me 20 years. For 20 years we were together. How was these 20 years? Thinking back, how are you going to look at these 20 years? How am I going to look at these 20 years? I'm going to look at it, you know, my Adam, he was here, he was my house. He came, we had some good days, we had some bad days, and then he ran away. How was the 20 years? Then he ran away. How are you going to look at it? I used my mitzvah, you know. We had some good days, we had some bad days. Then I just ran away from him. How was these 20 years? I ran away. You stole 20 years of my life. If you would have told me that you're going, I would have bought some cake, bought some drinks, bought a few musicians. We'd have had a great time. How would we think of these 20 years? We had good times, we had bad times, and my son, it ended beautifully. What's the bottom line? We had a good time. If my son, we were close. I don't know, ups and downs, we were close. You stole 20 years of my life. What did you do? Why did you run away? 20 years of my life you stole by this running away. Yaakov said, yeah, I would have stole 20 years of your life. We have stole my wife and children. Right? That's Yaakov's answer. But Laban has a time. Laban nechbeis levoyach. Looking back at Tov Shein Ayin, how was Tov Shein Ayin? We had some good days. We had some bad days. We had ups, we had downs. We decided to change certain things, and certain things the attacker changed. Not like I liked it all the way. So. But at the end it was good. If you can make a farewell party, a farewell party, a goodbye party to Tov Shein Ayin, the end is good. The last week, Lamaisa had ups and downs, but the last week, that was a week. The whole year should have been such a week. Then how is the year? Not the way we look at it, the way the year looks at us, the way Hashem looks at both of us. How is the year? The year was a good year. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Seinu, Hashem Chazal, that you could change the whole year, not only the way you look at it, the way the emes is, because if it ends good, it was tak a good year. That's this week. Which means if I decide that this week is going to be a week of the way I wanted the whole year to look like, so the nice of the year ended good, the year was good. That's the call. Then comes the sugya of slichus. Slichus is very achonef of Rosh Hashanah. Slichus is a pachat. Elul, like we said, is kiruva, is anilu deidu deidili, is kiruva she'en ketz. It's a wonderful month. Slichus is mit pachat. This is a chiddush in the tzura of slichus as opposed to the tzura of davening the whole year. During the whole year, there are many additions to the tefillahs. Right? Sometimes we say v'hu rachum, along v'hu rachum. Sometimes we say slichus and a tainus. Sometimes some people say Yom Kippur Katan and Mincha. All kinds of additions. Right? We say Halil. You could have Hakofis at night, in the morning. There's all kinds of additions in Tefillahs. Every addition that we have to the Tefillahs is always either an addition to Shachris, to Mincha, to Mayriv, or to Musaf. We never come to the Shul and say a tefillah and go home. If it's not part of Shachris, Mincha Mayiv. Almost. Every tefillah, that every addition we have is addition to a tefillah. You don't come to shul and say something and okay, I added another small tefillah of my own. Every tefillah is either part of Shachris, or part of Mincha, or part of Mayiv, or part of Musaf. Right? You have Slichas of Taniyos, it's part of Shachris. You have Yom Kippur Kotman, it's part of Mincha. You can have Akafis, which is part of Mayiv. You have Shchodesh, you have Halil, which is part of Shachris. You have many additions, but it's all either Shachris, Mincha, Mayiv. Sometimes Musaf. You don't have a tefillah that I come to shul just to say this tefillah. And a notable exemption is Slichus of Yom Nuraim. Slichus Yom Nuraim is a tefillah which is not part of that shachar, it's not Mincha Namayim. Tikkun Chatzos. Tikkun Chatzos is something said privately.
Okay.
Nila is a sugi for that. Okay. Nila is Nila. Nila is Nila. Nila is Nila. The way I understand it is like this. It says in Chazal, it says in Gemara, that tefillah is always tikkun. Misakin tefillah. What does that mean? Avraham was misakin tefillah shachris. Yitzchak was misakin tefillah mincha. Yaakov was misakin tefillah mayiv. What does that mean? He was misakin. He said it's a good idea. He said it's a chayvet mispang. I don't think so. I don't think Avraham made a chayvet, made an obligation to daven shachris. He established. What does established mean? What does that mean? He established. Well, he's the first one who thought of it. He said it's a good idea. A brainstorm. What is Avram was Mesakin Shachris? What did he do exactly? Yitzchak was Mesakin Mincha. Yaakov was Mesakin Mayer. What does that entail? So Rabbi Lapian says like this. I live in Yerushalayim. At the moment, I'm in Beit Shemesh. I would like to speak to someone in Yerushalayim. So what do you do? So, I open the door. I walk out, right, to the window, and I scream. If I scream long enough, he'll hear me. If I scream loud enough, he'll hear me. Right? It's going to take a little longer. Eventually, he'll hear me. Right? If I want to talk to someone in Be'er Sheva, same course. I walk to the window and I scream. It's a little harder than screaming to Yerushalayim, but it could be done. It can be done. If I scream loud enough, he'll hear me in Be'er Sheva. If I want to talk to someone in South Africa, the same course. I walk to the window and I scream. If I scream loud enough, he'll hear me in South Africa. Right? It's harder to scream to South Africa than it is to scream to Be'er Sheva, but if I'll do it loud enough, he'll hear me in South Africa. Okay, that's one eitzah of asking someone, what time, how's the weather by you? Right? That's one eitzah, going to the window and screaming, how's the weather? If you speak loud, you scream loud enough, he'll answer you, he'll hear you. I don't know if he'll be able to answer you, but he'll hear you. Fine. Then there's another eitzah. What's the other eitzah? Chachamim gedolim gave me a certain instrument called a telephone. I have over here a certain instrument, and someone in South Africa has also an instrument, and the middle are cables. Pillar plane. I pick up the receiver and I press a few buttons and I talk to him. I like that. I don't have to scream, I just talk. I talk like a mensch, I talk at my leisure. And he hears me. Right? He was mistaken. A cable line. How do you like that? Go in this. It's like to Bella Pian. I'm sitting over here. Kach Baruch Hu is b'shmei Shemayim. I want to tell him something. I need panos. So what's the etzim? I scream. That's an etzim. If you scream loud enough, Hashem will hear. You have to. It's a little further than South Africa, right? It's a little further than Yerushalayim, a little further than Sheva, a little further than Tayafa. It's till Shemayim. But if you scream loud enough, Hashem will hear, right? Therefore, if you say to him, and with your whole heart, and you scream till Shemayim, Hashem will hear you. No suffix. But not everyone could scream that loud every single time he davens. So Avram went ahead and was misakin. He put cable lines for me to shefer to Shemayim. Called Tefillah Shachris. You stand Tefillah Shachris. Hashem is supposed to say Tiftoch V'Yagidim Sechu. Mechav and Pirush Amilus are the first bracha. And you start davening, and you're saying the words, and saying, "Bainu Shleilam," you know. Baruch Aleinu Hashem Lekinus L'Shanat Zayis L'Tayim. Right? Bainu Shleilam, please give me this year. Hashem hears you, and whew, he hears you. He hears you. You're talking like a mensch, and he hears you. You don't even have to scream. Psh, goinus. Avram tikkun Tefillah Shachris. That's once a year. Once a day. Comes Yitzchok and says, I'm going to do the same thing for Mincha. Mincha times, you have another cable eye. You talk, and Hashem hears. Maariv comes, another cable eye. That's Yaakov's little cable line. Avram tikkun Tefillah Shachris, Yitzchak tikkun Tefillah Mincha, that's Tefillah the Abbas. Goinus, how he did it, I don't know. I don't know. What, did he patent it? He could have made $1 million on this patent. It's Goinus, how he did it. But he made a cable line from here to Shemayim. Shachris Mincha Maariv. Every time we have a Tefillah, I want to see him keep a cotton. So I could just say Kippur Kotten. But you know, to scream Kippur Kotten, I can come hoarse. Right? Obviously, I don't mean physically screaming. I mean screaming from the Emek HaLev. Right? I could become hoarse. So what do we do? Push the Eitzah. You have a cable line. Put it into the cable line. Put Kippur Kotten into Mincha. It's part of Mincha. You have a cable line. You don't have to scream. Hashem hears you. You have slichus of tiny eyes. You don't have to scream. You enjoy it in the cable lime and shachris. You have hallel, put it in the cable lime and shachris. You have a kofis, put it in the cable line of Maariv. You have three cable lines. Every single time you have a tefillah, join it in the cable line and it goes. It goes, it's pillar flame. It works. It works, it's unbelievable. Every tefillah we have is either Shachris, Mincha, Maariv. Comes one tefillah, comes one kuf of the year. That's the time of Slichus Yom Nevoyim. Also, I don't know why we didn't. Why we put took it off the telephone line? L'chayra, by Inshalim, give me a good year. Join you to the cable line. Give me a good year, by Inshalim, Slichus. Chazal said, whoever's in the second is, said, just a second. When you're coming, you know what slichus is? You know what slichus is? I'll tell you what slichus is. Slichus is 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, minimum. What's the point of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah? So it says in the bush, I think it is, that when you're going to, that the Eitzah is, for Rosh Hashanah is, to be making yourself a kohen. It's a medrash. All the Yom Tovim says v'kraftem kohen Hashem. You should be making a kohen to Hashem. All the musaf of Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, all the musaf says v'kraftem kohen Hashem. Comes Rosh Hashanah, it says v'asisem kohen Hashem. It says medrash v'asisem, you should make yourself a kohen. That's the medrash. Okay. So today is a week before Rosh Hashanah, and I think it's about time that I should start looking at how my Rosh Hashanah is going to look like. I have no problem. Chazal gave me an eitzah. I'm going to make myself a korban. Everything's fine, wonderful. Pesach is Thursday, Pesach is Friday, Pesach is Shabbos. But today is Shabbos, 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. you know, I think I should look at my korban to see if it's tamim. 4 days before HaKadosh Korban, you do bikur. You have to see, check it over to see if it's complete, if it has a mum. Bikur korban. 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, Matzah Shabbos, we need to open the korban and start looking at it. How do you say shachor be'inayim in English? Right? I'm devastated. I thought I'm sad. I have my korban. Look at my korban. Oh my gosh. Well, this is my korban. Look what I look like. What I do now. I thought I have a korban to mark. Look, it's Malay woman. I'm in hysterics. What do I do now? So I start screaming to Hashem. Okay, I have a cable line. Hey, Rabbi Nishlam, I have a little problem. Do you mind helping me? So they told me, no, that isn't how you do things. You're in such hysteria. If you don't scream with all your heart, it's nothing's going to work. They close the telephone line. You're on your own. You're on your own. No telephone. Now scream. Now scream with everything you have because you're in trouble, mister. That's slichus. Slichus is a matter of hysterics before Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah, open the door! If you don't open the door, I'm finished! And we scream until Shemayim. No phones. No intercom. You don't go knocking at the door. What do you mean, please, me? Everybody, please open the door. I'd like to come in. No, I'm not opening a door for you. Open the door! That's slichus. Hysteria. And when we see the matziv and help me, comes Rosh Hashanah. Hashem is a sugi, Rosh Hashanah. No matter what I look like, you're the melech. You could help me. You could save me. Only a nes could save me. And I'm so lucky that you're my nes. It's a sugi, Rosh Hashanah. I'll just finish with one story. I think I said this story already. I'm a mashgiach in Beis Shmuel and in Shulayim. I said this story every year. What happened was I said the first year I was mashgiach, I said this story. And the second year I mentioned the story again. And I apologize for saying the story over. I said it's an important story to hear. I said the story a second time. So one of the Ramim, one of the Magidishir, told me, you have to say the story every single year. Don't apologize. Tell them the story every single year. So he told me to do it, so that's what I do. Maisa Shoye Kachoye. There's a younger man. He was in Yerushalayim. This was story is exactly 10 years ago. I know the younger man. He was in Rosh Hashanah, he was davening. And it's Musaf Rosh Hashanah. And he's davening. And he's in the first bracha, davening with Kavanah. And he stumbles on the words. He made a mistake. Made a mistake in his words. He remembers a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamispal Vito Simin Raloi. Mishnah. If someone davens and makes a mistake, it's a siman v'ale. Here's he, Rosh Hashanah. He's asking for his life. And he made a mistake in the words. Siman v'ale. Okay, so what do we do now?
Was reading from a siddur or he was bal peh? Doesn't matter.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. He stumbled on the words. He stumbled on the words. So he starts sweating and he starts davening a little stronger. He goes, another few minutes passes, stumbles again. This is not a mikveh, this is something, they're telling me something. He said, Rebbein Shleilim, this is just me and you, I'm fighting for my life. And he starts davening. And he's davening with everything he has. And a little while later, he stumbles again. He blacks out everything in the world from his mind, and he's davening with everything, every fiber of his body is davening. Now, he says, you sudden, you don't know who you started with. I'm going to daven to Hashem. You don't know what's happening over here. And he's davening. He gets to some shalom, stumbles again. Finishes Shemoneh Esrei, broken, devastated, Shavuot Rotzutz. But he finishes davening. He finishes his musaf. After musaf, he remembers, they finished davening musaf, he remembers the halacha. The halacha says, you go home, b'simcha b'tuach she'Hashem yaseh nes. Okay. So he goes home, he eats the suda, b'simcha g'dayla, Hashem will help me, no problem. And he eats the suda, fine. After that comes muncha. He comes back to Mincha. You don't know who you started with. You have no idea who you started with. I'm going to teach you a lesson that you'll never forget. He comes into this Mincha with such koichas that he's ready to, rearing to war. He starts davening Mincha. He said, Domi, I never had such a beautiful Mincha in my life. This Mincha, beautiful. That was a Mincha. And that was it. That's the end of the story. Chodesh Cheshvan, right? This thing's happened before Chodesh Cheshvan. Chodesh Cheshvan, he's told, you have a growth. What does growth mean? Malignant. Mikitsa, it took a few weeks. He had an operation, and it came out Kilo Loihoya. Kilo Loihoya. The doctor told him this was, afterwards the doctor said this was a very,
aggressive.
A very aggressive growth. He was very aggressive, that's what he told him. So he had an operation, he told me, I was not afraid. I know I fought for it, I know I won. I remember the story. I know during the man. I remember the story that when it was Shas Maisi, he was crying a lot. Every Shmanes was crying Shas Maisi. But at the end, afterwards he told me, I was not afraid. I knew I was calm. I knew I was fighting for this thing. Rosh Hashanah. I fought and I won. That's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a time when you could change everything. It's everything on the scales. And it's a time of avoda, a time of fighting. It's a time of Muhammad, it's a time of Nitzachim, it's a time to get a good year. And Hashem should help that we should have a year, good year. Okay. Okay. Okay.